And welcome into another edition of Cup of Joe, brought to you by Custom Computer Technologies. I'm Stuart Davis. On this episode, we're catching up with our good friends over at Starbase, Department of Defense funded program that helps educate area fifth grade students on STEAM. That's science, technology, engineering, art, design, and math. And to tell us all about the current ongoings at Starbase of Fort Harrison, I've got Kaylee Nathy, call sign Hollywood, and Devin Lawson, call sign Falcon. Welcome into Cup of Joe.
Thanks for having us.
Kaylee, we'll start with you. Exciting stuff with Starbase here in Montana. Obviously, we mentioned you guys are over at Fort Harrison, but there's also a Great Falls Starbase, and you guys just reached a really special milestone.
Yeah, we are hitting the milestone of serving 30,000 students. So we are celebrating all month long, and the 30,000 is between Starbase Fort Harrison and Starbase Great Falls. Starbase Fort Harrison opened in 2007, and Starbase Great Falls opened up in 2011. On average, each site sees at least 1,000 students per year. And then we also serve other students with our outreach and our summer camps and our advanced program as well, which all encompasses that 30,000. It's a huge milestone. You know, the milestone reflects the hard work of our instructors and just everybody who's been before us as well.
That is a really big deal. Again, helping educate the fifth graders in science, technology, engineering, art, design, and math. Devin, I'll bring you in. For people that may be new to Starbase, talk about this STEAM curriculum. What all does that encompass?
So we always start out with some training missions. We get everyone up to the same speed on different tools and skills that they're going to need to use throughout the whole week at Starbase. And then after that, we dive into what we call investigations and challenges. The investigations would be where we investigate energy or we investigate physical chemical changes, things like that. Our challenges would be like the rocket challenge, where we build a rocket and we launch it using Newton's second law of motion.
What's really cool is that it's immersive learning. The kids aren't just sitting there and being lectured to. You actually engage the kids to problem solve by getting their hands dirty. There are a lot of great opportunities, Devin, that you guys provide in the summer through your summer camps. And I know that looking outside, it doesn't feel summer-ish, but they're right around the corner.
Even though it's February, we're actually going to be having our sign-up start right at the beginning of March. So we have two different summer camps. Right after school is out, we're going to have our military-dependent summer camp. So if you have a parent or guardian that is in the military, you qualify. And that'll be June 16th through the 19th. The week after that, we have our Helena Indian Alliance summer camp. And if you are a member of HIA, you qualify for that camp.
Where can people learn more about these signups beginning in March?
Our Facebook page or our Instagram page is where we'll be releasing quite a bit of that information. We will also be sending out flyers to our different school districts that we serve. The Helena Indian Alliance will also have information for that one.
Kaylee, call sign Hollywood, and Devin, call sign Falcon, thank you so much for coming in and sharing this information with our listeners and having a cup of Joe.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.